Letters from Wunderlust. The most difficult task I set out to accomplish while writing this book was how I could pen a very personal story and do so in a way that would allow it to be a life-rejuvenating and soul-nurturing piece of literature for you, the reader. Then, one day, as most answers to the perplexing things in life are received, it dawned upon me. Ironically, it happened right before the book was completed. My name is Hector Jesus Arencibia, and I am 35 years old. By the time anyone comes across these words, I could be at least 36 years of age, if not much older. I was born and raised in Miami, Florida. I am a first-generation American sandwiched between two beautiful sisters. I am the only son of dual Cuban immigrants. May 12, 2012, Port Denaru Marina. There is something in the Fiji Islands that sparkles with more brilliance than its crystalline beaches. It is the effervescent heart and soul of its people. On every corner, you are greeted with the word bula, which means hello. At times, you may also get a handshake paired with a bula from the men. And it's not uncommon to be invited into a stranger's home or an unassuming shop and asked to partake in a kava ceremony. A kava ceremony is a welcoming, and during it you must remove your shoes and sit in a circle around a black bowl. While attending a ceremony in a humble shop, the owner told me that the bowl represents how Fijians see themselves, united as one. They are all a part of the same source. The bowl is then filled with a mixture of powdered kava root. Kava is a native plant to the islands, and water by the head of the household or shop. Next, a prayer is said, and those in attendance must clap three times before anyone is offered a drink of the concoction. The first to have a drink is the guest, who is encouraged to share a life story, thus quickly bonding him or her to the hosts. Looking out from the back seat of a taxi cab today, I noticed a group of children, no older than 8 and no younger than 5, playing with branches, throwing peace signs up in the air at me. Tikan, the driver of the cab, had just recently lost everything he owned in a cyclone that flooded his town with 8 feet of water. He and his wife spent 36 grueling hours on the roof of their dilapidating home, waiting to be rescued. Despite what he went through, you could see that his inner happiness was intact. You'd think that nothing had ever happened to him, and that is because Fijians make the best of everything. They tell you to relax and take your time, because after all, you are on Fiji time. I am certain that these philosophies for easy living are what make the faces of the natives radiate with so much warmth, and why laughter comes so effortlessly here, despite a highly visible economic hardship. I have learned several invaluable life lessons from the people of the Fiji Islands, and I am forever indebted.